from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The Pirates are in dire straits, man. They are four games back of a playoff spot right now. They've lost two in a row. They've lost four of five. Arizona's hot as all get out. They're 8-2 in their last 10. San Diego, who they just lost to, 8-2 in their last 10. The Braves are slipping, but their roster is better than the Pirates. The Mets, all of a sudden, aren't as hot as they had been. They might have, I don't want to be crass here, they might have blown their you-know-what, just trying to get back into contention, but all of a sudden now St. Louis a full game up on the Pirates. And last night was ugly. Woodford reserve on the mound. You have three balls that should have been caught. Three balls that weren't caught. Triolo, Bay, Tellez. And you get shut out. And they don't even have Dylan Cease on the mound.
Right.
I did think the whole rain delay thing was hilarious. I've never seen anything like that in like modern times with modern stadiums.
Right. The drainage system, I guess, backing up and just nowhere to filter the water. Like, I don't know.
It's like my toilet.
Right.
Like, you figure they'd figure that stuff out. They got a great grounds crew at PNC Park.
Yeah.
But you got Cease going out there, 8:15. He times it perfectly. He's ready. He's got the ball. He's on the mound. He's ready to go. And it's not another hour and 25 minutes before they play. I saw someone tweet, I don't understand why this game's delayed. The warning creek looks fine. It was full on moat. I do wonder though, like that. I'm not the old school guy, but I mean, what's the real risk of injury?
Well, with the water?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big time risk.
Be a man.
Big time risk. You're gonna go, and then you saw. What was it?
I want to watch that.
Kiner Falefa. He almost hit a home run. That went to the wall, and then I think G1 Bay did too. If there was water there, those guys' ACLs would be out in floating in the water.
No, they'd be. They got cleats.
That's the big time injury.
Throw on some flippers. Wouldn't it be cool? They used to have the hill in Houston. Why not have a moat instead of a warning track?
Goes right into the river.
Oh, it'd be sick. You just have guys diving, and then you don't know if they caught the ball or not, and they have the snorkeler on, and then they get out, and then they throw the ball back into the infield. I think it would add some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They should have done it back when the Pirates were bad.
Right.
We're the only stadium in Major League Baseball with a moat in the outfield. Would have been cool.
You were like, what could possibly happen?
What could? You ever heard of cleats? If that was the NFL they're playing, I saw Ben Roethlisberger chew up the Miami Dolphins in that hurricane. They moved the game to I think Monday night. It was raining cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, they play the Winter Classic in the rain on ice.
What do they play on?
Ice. Go play in rain, for especially like at 9:10. At 9, they didn't start till 9:40. At 9:10, it was wet, but it wasn't a moat. Go out there and play. You're men.
Play in the creek.
This is me telling Doran about being a man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.